U.S. State Department blames Spanish government for Ceuta invasion. By Neil Monroe on July 31, 2026. The Ceuta invasion is the direct result of the Spanish government's deliberate efforts to enable and facilitate mass illegal migration into Europe, Marco Rubio's U.S. Department of State declared Friday morning. The United States stands with the people of Spain and all Europeans against this egregious violation of their sovereignty and human rights, the statement said, adding, "We are considering actions to defend Americans at home and abroad from this threat and stand ready to assist other European allies considering similar options." "It is terrible," President Donald Trump said on Friday morning. "That's going to be us in 3 years if the wrong side gets in. If the Democrats get in, you will not live a very good life." White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt posted a graphic image from the New York Post on Friday and warned, "If the Democrats take back power, they will immediately reopen our border and allow millions of unvetted migrants to pour into our country again." The statements are a strong response to the migration of at least 50,000 Moroccan men into the small Spanish enclave of Ceuta, which is located on Morocco's North African coastline. The Blame Spain approach helps the United States maintain good relations with Morocco, which plays a useful role in the ongoing effort to draft a stabilizing peace deal between Israel and nearby Muslim countries. The massive inflow happened on Thursday, with the discreet support of the Moroccan government and the passive acquiescence of Spain's pro-migration socialist government. On Friday, Spain's pro-migration socialist government promised decisive action, but that action may consist of allowing the 50,000 Muslim migrants to move from Ceuta to mainland Spain, and then to Germany, Poland, Hungary, Ireland, and many other European countries. Spain's socialist government is already using a special power to grant amnesty to more than 1 million Muslim and South American migrants, without a vote in Spain's parliament. Many of the angry socialists in the party want to destroy Spain's ethnic democracy by importing a vast diversity of government-dependent migrants. The amnesty is expected to enable the migration of an additional 2 million family members. Spain's population is roughly 49 million, so the inflow would be equivalent to 20 million migrants moving into America. The socialists assume they can maintain control over the Muslim migrants, despite Islam's deep hatred of Western ideas. That hatred helps to explain the high crime rate of Muslim and Moroccan migrants in Europe.